Ms. Scott, now that the IOC has the report from Richard McLaren in hand, it has to determine what to do with it. One big issue is whether to indeed ban the entire Russian delegations from the Rio Games. Does the IOC, under its rules, actually even have a mechanism for doing that right now?
Yes, they do, and actually has happened in the past. NOCs can be removed from the Olympic Games. This is under the jurisdiction of the International Olympic Committee, so while it's rare and unique, it's not unprecedented.
You have described already in a statement the results of this report as shocking, but were you surprised by the findings?
I mean, I think we were surprised by the extent of the involvement of the Ministry of Sport. That was definitely a surprise. I think many of us, particularly in endurance sports, have long suspected and been aware that Russian athletes were most likely unclean. It's been an open secret, I think, in many endurance sports. However, I don't think anyone really truly believed that it was possible. There was an entire system in place and overseen by the government. I mean, that was just really shocking, really astounding. And I have to say, you know, as our athletes committee, the WADA athletes committee, met after the findings of the report were released, and the sentiment among everybody was just a deep and profound sadness. This was truly a sad day for sport and the Olympic movement and athletes worldwide.
As someone who has been affected by the doping by Russian athletes, we all remember what happened with you in Salt Lake, and you eventually got your gold when the athletes ahead of you who were in first and second place at the actual time of the race were found to have been doping, and they were Russians. You moved up and got your gold. But as someone who has been so directly affected by this, how taken were you by the specifics of Mr. McLaren's findings? I'm just thinking, you know, the switching of urine samples in Sochi through walls, so much intrigue. Had you wondered for a long time how they were doing this?
Yes, I guess I was. I mean, it was fascinating on one level to read about the measures and the actions, you know, that were going on in order to completely subvert the anti-doping system and make sure that doped athletes were able to compete and eligible to be on the, you know, on the start line. It was shocking. You know, made me wonder, was this going on even when I was skiing and racing? And most likely it was.
You suspected, based on your comments at the time, that the two Russian skiers who were ahead of you were doping. What kind of effect did that have on you as an athlete at the time?
It's incredibly frustrating. It's incredibly just disappointing to know that you're lining up on the start line against athletes who have an inherent advantage and there's nothing you can do about it. You can try your best. You can train for years and years and do everything possible in your power to bring out your potential. But the fact is you will be at a disadvantage because you're not using performance-enhancing drugs like some amongst your competitors. And it's a terrible feeling. It's incredibly frustrating.
You hear non-athletes, sports fans say increasingly, at least I do, that they're watching games that they feel are potentially tarnished in a broader way. This kind of a suspicion that so many athletes are out there doping, not just the Russian team, that it's kind of ruined sport for them. Do you think that action on this kind of thing, the banning of the Russian team, for example, would have an effect on that, could improve, I guess, the view of sport?
I do. I really believe we are at a crucial and watershed moment for sport. And if we don't get this right, and if we don't take the kind of measures and actions that are necessary to really send the right message about what's worth protecting in sport, then we stand to lose a lot. I am acutely aware and very sensitive to the fact that we are on the verge of losing not only the public space in sport, but athletes' belief and confidence in the system that they're a part of as well. And if we lose athletes' belief that it's possible to go to the Olympics and win clean, then we lose everything. It's a complete and utter loss for sport and for athletes and even the public space in what they're watching. So we must get this right.
You know, even if the Russian team is banned from competing in Rio, there are going to be other athletes from other countries who are doping, who are cheating. I mean, we're seeing renewed allegations, for example, just allegations at this point, against the Kenyan marathoners, for example, some members of that team. Is it fair that Russian athletes are banned outright when other countries may be getting away with this?
I mean, there's no question that doping is a problem in many sports and across many different countries, but this is an exceptional case because we know now that the state was involved, and there's proof that the Ministry of Sport was overseeing a doping regime for many, many years. That's a different case, and it's a different scenario, and it has to be dealt with in a different way. And we as the athletes of the WADA Athlete Committee have called for the suspension of the Russian NOC, just as we would call for the suspension of an athlete who had been proven to be involved in doping and using performance-enhancing drugs. It's just the same principle applies. We have to protect, we have to stand behind the rights of clean athletes. We have to take measures that ensure that clean athletes are at the heart of the games and that fair, just sport is still possible.
Do you think it's likely at some point that the way the Olympic sport program is run in Russia could change as a result of all of this?
I hope so. I think that anything's possible. And maybe this is a moment for Russia to go back and restructure and change everything and come back to the competitive world with a new and renewed commitment to clean sport. And in that case, they would be welcomed back. I think that if they can come back to the competitive world, proving that they're doing things with integrity and honesty and that their athletes are clean, then they should be back.
But do you think that's likely, though?
I don't know. Maybe, like I said, I think anything's possible. And it should be the case that they take every effort and every step now to ensure that. And maybe this is the catalyst that was needed. Maybe this is the explosion of information and that is required in order to force that change.
Becky Scott, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.